Sometimes you hear a thought and you wonder because there's just something about it that doesn't sit right. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. And I want to offer this as a question that I hope that you'll think about. I'll offer you my own answer and my own take on it, but perhaps there's a lesson at the end of it. We're told, "Vayhi b'shalach paro at ha'am," when Paro sent the Jewish people out. Now, if you've watched the last three parshios, there's one thing that becomes abundantly clear. God makes it very well known to Moshe from the very beginning that the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything he wants the people to hear is that it was God's hand that took them out of Egypt. Not Moshe, not Paro, but God himself. The theme of the Haggadah, we make that so clear. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu is marginalized in the Haggadah for that reason. So that when we sit there and we celebrate, we won't for a moment wonder and say, "Oh, see, this is Moshe Rabbeinu." Vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdo. That's his only mention, is to make it very clear. Moshe is just the Eved. He's just the messenger. But it's God's hand. And yet, with all that said, Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am, when Paro sent the Jewish people out, what did he do? He chased them out. But really, it was a result of all the makos. An answer I heard, and I'm not sure I really like it, was that the Jewish people had to have hakara satov to Paro. Paro housed them for all of those years. And because Paro housed them for all those years, the Jewish people had to understand that this was partially on Paro. Now, he housed them. Think about what Paro really did. Paro harnessed all this free labor for all these years. And when it's all said and done, what does he do? He takes advantage over and over and over again. And then in the end, he sends them off. Why do we have Hakaras HaTov for that? So perhaps the answer I thought of is the following. Who we are is often shaped by the experiences that we have. Again, who we are is often shaped by the experiences that we have. In order for the Jewish people to be and to reach where they needed to get, they first needed to go through the Shibud Mitzrayim. They wouldn't be who they were if not for all that preceded. And so on that level, Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am, Paro is responsible for the fact that we became a nation. Because without some of the things that had happened, we would never be who we are. It's an interesting question and an interesting suggestion. I certainly welcome your own feedback if you have any. You could email to me at rabbimerrill@gmail.com. Have a wonderful day, everyone.